I'm in Sunderland Minster this afternoon, and walking in to the Minster, there's a huge tent in the middle of the space that normally would be filled with pews. It's a little bit interesting, actually. But why is it here? Well, I'm told it's actually here as a prayer tent. In fact, it's not a tent at all, it's a yurt. And with me this afternoon, I have two people from Wearmouth Deanery, the Reverend Martin Anderson, who is a priest at the Minster, and the Reverend Leslie Jones, who is a curate within the deanery. We'll start with Martin. What's it all about?
Well, the Minster is at the heart of the city of Sunderland, and we're often seen as a place where people can come for prayer. But in the hustle and bustle of daily life, and particularly in Holy Week, often we need an extra focal point to remind us of how to centre ourselves on God. As Christians, we are God's pilgrim people, and we're called to reflect on where God is in our lives, particularly as we approach Good Friday and Easter Day, to recognise those things that we need to put behind us and those things for which God can raise us up in Christ to move forward in our lives. And this focal point of having a yurt in the Minster means that we actually, in some ways, are made uncomfortable in our regular weekly Eucharistic activity by moving the pews out of the church, and to be given a new space where we can acknowledge God's presence here in the midst of us, a thin place, a place that maybe makes us feel a little bit uncertain of where God is leading us, but actually also a place where we can identify that God dwells among us in relationship with one another. And that's a very exciting thing to be a part of. It's something unusual, and it's something that the people here are finding quite dynamic and imaginative in how they view their faith.
The idea of a yurt is probably sums up some of the points you made there. It's got an inside and an outside with incredibly thin walls, which means that you can't sit on the fence. Is that something that you thought consciously about?
Absolutely. I think that many people see the church as a static institution. But I think that being the church is about being a people who journey with God, God's transfigurative people, people who are changed. And as a minister here, we want to be reflecting a church which is open, which is porous, and which is hospitable, as God himself is hospitable. And so to actually dwell and pray and worship in a place which has thin walls reminds us that God is constantly pushing the boundaries of our hearts and minds to encourage us in the power of the Spirit to move forward as a people of transformation and change in the dynamic love in whom we believe in his Son, Jesus Christ.
Leslie, you're here doing prayers this afternoon. Been a number of people in and out during the course of the afternoon. We're quite early in Holy Week. We're only midweek leading up to Easter Day. Tell us something about what does this mean for you?
Well, it's wonderful for me to be invited in. And this is the great thing about the Minster and with the yurt here this week. They are inviting people in to bring things before God and to pray together. And yes, it's Holy Week. There's also a lot of things going on out there in the city. There's a lot of families having real difficulties at the moment. And on Monday, the 1st of April, there will be some huge changes that will affect tens of thousands of people in the city.
And what is that then?
Well, we have the changes to the welfare system, the benefit reform.
And so particularly with bedroom tax.
We have the bedroom tax. We have the ongoing situation where people who have very little will now have less. We already have more and more families who are in full-time employment relying on emergency food parcels. And we have to say, well, what do we do about this as a church? There are the very practical things we can do. There are the very practical things we are doing, like things like One for the Basket, where people across the city are donating the odd tin or packet for food parcels. But there's also the less obvious things we do. Like today, we've come in here, we've sat down, we've brought all of these issues, all of these hurts that people have before God. So we're bringing to God all of those horrendous situations people are going through, people who are unemployed, people who may be losing their home.
So really, this is a place of prayer and a place of hope for Holy Week.
We are praying. We are praying for hope. Poverty robs people of hope. Prayer, I hope, brings it back.
And Martin, just to finalise, for the Minster, you're here all the time. Can you see this yurt making a return again after Holy Week?
I think absolutely. I think we are a people who are on the move in the presence of Christ. We as a church want to be a people in transition and change in the power of the Spirit. And it's important for us to constantly know that God, we're giving space to listen to God as we seek his vision for our lives and for the life of this city.
So all good stuff, really. Mm. More of it to come.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Thank you now. Thanks for your time.